single still, right?
Yeah.
How you like it? How
it's
you
amazing.
Like it?
And as you get older, too, it's even better. Because now you're even more set in your ways. And you're not putting up with any bullshit. You might have put up with it 10, 15, 20 years ago. Yeah. All right, you know, not anymore. Like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah. You know, I'm so good.
You know, some chick, you know, you want to go kayak? Nah, go yourself. Have fun. If you drown, I'll get contact with your family. 20 years ago, I'd be, let me fucking tie one to the roof and go fucking kayak. Yeah, I'm good now. My testosterone's under 400. I'm not putting up with your bullshit anymore. I'm good. Go paint the garage yourself. I'll give you pussy if you go paint the garage. Nah, I'm good.
Wow, what a journey of life it is. And I've been, you know, I haven't been recording as much as I would like to, simply for reasons I will go into. But it's very refreshing to just sit here and get behind the microphone again and just share my thoughts. And what I'm going to try to do, not all the time, of course, I have to be me, but in trying to share thoughts when I think it is going to rub certain people a certain way, because in reality, people don't listen. People listen. I still get stats and all that stuff, but it's mostly people that I know that are nosy or that are curious about hearing something I have to say about something. And I'm like, cool, no problem with that. But this helps me in sharing my journey on life. And this is something that I love doing. This is something that it's part of who I am as a person. And I've shied away from it because I've been very conscientious of saying things that can trigger people to feel a certain way and to make them overthink, overanalyze, so on and so forth. But I think it's part of my journey in life is sharing my truth and being honest with who I am. And I feel that I'm currently now at a stage in life where I always talked about peace and tranquility, but you know, I've had people kind of question my ways and how I think and how I do things. And it's never malicious. You know, I'm a person that, let's just say in the realm of relationships per se, I'm a person that ultimately likes someone to be a compliment to my life, meaning that you're not going to add stress. You're not going to try to impose anything on me that I don't want. I'm all for suggestions. I'm all for people saying, hey, I think you should do this. And if I say no thanks, then no thanks, right? But if you want to keep imposing on me, if you want to keep telling me something, then I am going to act a certain way because it feels like you're not respecting my boundaries. It reminds me of when I was in college, and I remember when I didn't drink for a long time. I didn't drink until I graduated college. But when I was in college, of course, you're around in the dorms, the spring break, so on and so forth. And I didn't do any of it. And I remember all the time people would be like, come on, drink, 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 like multiple times. They wouldn't let it go. It's like this need of having me do something that I didn't want to do. I didn't feel right doing. It was just me being me. I think I'm a person that, unfortunately for me versus other people, I didn't grow up with a set of value systems from family. So I just observed life and I just came up with stuff along the way. And I was a person that ultimately didn't follow the crowd. And I'm a person that I know my body. I know who I am. I know what I want to experience and not experience. Especially at this stage in life, right? I mean, it's one thing when you're in your 20s, but when you're close to 50, you kind of, especially a guy like me, I've kind of had every opportunity to experience everything I've wanted to experience. So for example, if someone came to me and wanted to do ice skating, I've done that. It's not for me. If I've done, you know, ballroom dancing, I've tried that. I've tried different dancing stuff. Well, I haven't tried ballroom dancing. I've tried it with somebody, but that wasn't like a professional lesson per se or anything like that. But I've done a bunch of stuff in my life, you know, so many things that I look back and I'm like, okay, you know, I did. But anyway, that's not the point. But, you know, I'm a person that I'm kind of set in my ways. And one of the criticisms that I've gotten over time has been about me getting bored of certain things, especially in the realm of relationships, meaning that I'm a person that once I'm in a relationship, after some time, I get bored of it. And I feel it is really quite the contrary. I think what I love routine. I love monotony. I love continuity. I think if anybody knows me, knows that I'm a very routine oriented type of person. I like to know what I'm getting. I like to know what I'm getting from people. I like to not be surprised. I don't do well with surprises or ambiguity or mystery. I just don't do very well with that. I can tolerate it if that's someone else's jam, right? But it's not something that I am, that's not my desired mode. But I can respect it if the other person is different than me in that regard. So, but ultimately what I get tired of is arguing. That's arguing over little things. And I feel that whenever, you know, in all my relationships combined, people can judge as far as the things that I experienced, not experienced, or how I was done right or not right. I get that all the time. But the one thing that I'm unanimously consistent with is not arguing. I don't like arguing. And luckily the people that I've been with understand that. Understand that I'm not trying to be a certain way. I'm not trying to get angry. I just want to be left alone. I want to be me. I don't want to feel like I have to argue for everything all the time. Like, I don't have to correct. I don't have to feel like I win. I just want to be agreeable with somebody. And that's the thing about me, is that in all the relationships that I've seen, there's so much compromising, especially from women. I have to talk about it from, man, you know, from my perspective, because I date women. But women, for whatever reason, they want to impose this way. And I think it's just their motherly instincts. You know, I've seen women that they're like that with their kids, and they tend to be like that with their partners. And I get that, because some men do need that. Some men want that. I don't want any of that. I think I'm simple in that sense. I just want to be me, meaning these are the things that I bring to the table. These are the things. This is who I am as a person. I let you know that. And I think transparency for me has been my biggest detriment, because a lot of times, a lot of things that I share are always thrown back in my face when things get heated. And I don't, you know, it's weird, because everyone that I always talk to in dating and relationships, they value transparency. They want this thing. And then when I give them to them, it's like such a shock. And it's such a total contrasting from what their value system is and from what how they want to be. But they don't seem to get the full spectrum of it, I feel, anyway. You know, because again, I always let it be known, I hate arguing. That's a big trauma trigger for me from growing up. I don't want to be around people that are highly combustible. I don't know what other word to use, but it's people that are comfortable with arguing all the time, that are comfortable being in disagreement and then making it like a debate club topic and going over and over and over and over and over. And they just try to beat you down. I don't get off on that. You know, I've also been accused of controlling. I'm like, well, you know, I don't know about that. You know, I don't care about challenges. I don't care about a challenge of being with somebody. I always say this, is that if I want a challenge, I go play golf. You know, if I want to go challenge, I go ahead and do something that I haven't done before. To me, a relationship is mostly about complementing each other. It's not the end all be all. Like, I don't see a person like the center of my universe. They're more like a moon. They're more like something that is complementary to my planet, to who I am. But this whole thing of, and it's hard for understanding that. And people have a hard time comprehending that. And I understand that people may have never experienced that in their lives, but that's where you have to have practice sympathy. Meaning that even though you don't understand it, you try to say, okay, that person thinks that way because of their reasons. It's no different to me when I see people having their relationships and their different points of views, and I don't disagree. It's cool. Like, do you, right? But if we're going to be in a relationship, then what's the common ground, right? And that's the problem that people have all the time. It's that with me, is that you have people all the time that they don't even know they're liberally, like, subconsciously trying to impose something because they feel their way is better, because their history shows that it is better. And I'm like, I get it, but are those people like me? Are those people, did they live the exact life that I lived? Are they as high efficient and highly independent as I am? And when I talk about highly independent, I'm a person that I don't need you to cook. I don't need you to clean. I don't need you to take care of my daughter. I don't need you to wash my clothes, you know, all these domestic issues. I don't need you to tell me how to live life. I figured out life on my own in all different environments with little or no support. So I work my ass off. I figure out a way. I ask people for opportunities, and I get opportunities, and I make the best of them. That's really what it is. And if that's something that makes me a bad person or relationship, then that's cool. A highly independent person that doesn't cry when they get sick, doesn't cry when they get hurt, doesn't complain. I just want to just enjoy harmony. I love harmony. I read this thing, you know, these memes, and it was one where it just really stuck with me. And it was along the lines of, be careful who you date and marry. The biggest prison is a home without peace, you know? And that's really all I want. I love is great. Love is something that if it's in the right frequency, it works. But unfortunately for me, my history is that the way I am, meaning being boring, being easily entertained with being behind a TV screen or computer screen, and not having the desire to network with people, and not the desire because I already have a bunch of people that I don't. It's like you get older. I get how the older heads are in a lot of ways. Like I know a lot of men that are older than me that are just like really simple, self-entertained. They don't need a lot. And other people look around, hey, that person is living a miserable life. And I'm like, no, that's like the simplicity of it is amazing. And unfortunately, I think I get that a lot from my dad. It's like, it's so weird because, you know, I didn't grow up with the man, but when I see him, I understand the logical rationale. And I'm like, oh, this is where I get it from, because he keeps things simple. It's like, he's not a person that's having a lot of bells and whistles. He doesn't need a fancy car, fancy house. It's just very simple, routine, simple. That's all I want. That's ultimately what I want. Somebody to hang out with, be a friend with, if I am in a relationship capacity, right? Somebody that's a friend, hang out, tell me about your day, blah, 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 shoot the shit, be a best friend, right? Unfortunately, the way I can be sometimes can't be expressed in a relationship capacity because it's really sometimes rubs people's ways of doing work, or not doing work, but their value system. So if I talk in a dark, humorous way or make fun or make light of something that maybe is not a funny matter to somebody else, you know, I can't do those things. And I understand it and I respect it, right? But I limited that, you know, I limit those things and I'm cool. So part of me has to be muted and I'm cool with that. But ultimately, my problem is always going to be about arguing and the frequency of arguing. In my relationships combined, like I just don't argue, man. Like and they'll tell you that. I hate arguing. I hate fighting. I hate confrontation. And I understand if I say something, you know, and that's why I try to learn and modify and make sure. But then it gets to a point where it doesn't matter what you say. If it's taken in a way where it's being combative or attacked or something that I'm being an aggressor to them, then it's like, you got to check out. Because it doesn't matter how conscientious you try to be, especially in my case, of being respectful of what the person can hear and not hear, and they're still being triggered because of something that's happened in the past or something that they've experienced before with somebody else or in their upbringing, and it's just bringing them to a level of combativeness. If that's a consistent theme, I can't trust that. You know, like I said, my home has to be my peace. It has to be my library. It has to be like my quiet space all the time. And unfortunately for a lot of people, that's not their norm. And I understand that people have been in relationships where the gaslighting has happened and all that stuff. I'm just very simple. I don't want to argue. I don't want to fight. If I'm boring, if I'm doing something that rubs you the wrong way, walk away. Like I was, you know, I talk to people all the time where when I talk to married women, they tell me, you know, I used to get frustrated at my husband, but I don't care if he goes with me or not. Like I want to go to a wedding. He doesn't like any of my friends. I just don't care anymore. I just go, I take my kid, I take my kids with me, and I just let him be. Because they understand that it's like that's how the person is built. They're not trying to impose on it. They're not shaming them. They're not doing like slanderous language, like saying, you know, you're traumatized. They're throwing shit about your personality, about your flaws, because you're not doing what they think you should be doing for yourself. Instead of looking at this man is happy. It's one thing, and that's the thing I want to leave with. It's like, it's one thing if I wasn't happy. It's one thing if I was miserable. It's one thing, right? If I was sitting there complaining about that, but I'm not. Now, when somebody is busting my balls about my ways and judging me and questioning me and always and having to go through my stuff to make sure that my story sticks and my story is accurate, that I'm being consistent with my story, which I always am, it's like you're creating stress on me. Now you're creating a burden on me. Now you're on top of, you know, having to be attentive to your needs, on top of financial burdens, on top of making sure that I you know, watch what I say and how I say it to make sure it's not triggering. All these components does not make me feel comfortable or at peace in my own environment. You know? Especially if the fluctuations of behavior go, whether it's a full moon, whether it is like that time of the month, because you know some of you ladies just get a certain way. I'm like, look, I'm not trying to fight. I'm just tired. I just want to be in a home full of peace. If you give me suggestions or advice, cool, I get it, but no thank you. And if you say it more than once, cool, thank you. I'm cool with it. If you're going to get bothered with it, that I don't take it in, then it is what it is, you know? And sometimes when I say things respectfully, with the intention of respect, I always say that. It's always about the intention. The intention. Did I intentionally say things to hurt you? Did I intentionally say things? And I have this, and I've had this conversation multiple times, and it doesn't resonate. It doesn't register. And I get it. Some people are wired to just see things differently, and they're used to that war. They're used to that war, that home front. I get it. But I grew up, the implosion of my parents and my family was because of the arguing and fighting. And I don't want to be in that world. I don't want to marry anybody. I don't want to be in a relationship with anybody that is truly subconsciously in that mindset of attack, of attack, of attack, because they think that I'm trying to gain something. Like, I don't have nothing to gain from a woman, respectfully. Like, I could pay for sex. I can get somebody that's married to fuck. That solves my problem with sex. I don't need money from anybody. I don't need a company. I'm fine by myself. I travel by myself. I do things by myself. I don't need someone giving me, telling me what to do with my career. I know how to do it. If anything, I'll give you advice of how to navigate through that shit. I'm emotionally in control. I don't fluctuate, man. I just want to be at peace, but I know my triggers. I'm like an alcoholic, where I know my triggers. I can't go to the bar. I can't be around certain people, whatever. I know my triggers to be in a good place. And if you're not a person that is understanding of that, truly understanding of that, knowing that my intentions after my modifications, after me trying to do my very best to not say things to piss you off, is bothering you. If my lack of energy and intimacy that you want to feel, it's not matching you. But I'm not chasing anybody else. I'm just cool with how it is. I'm happy with how it is. I'm not complaining. That's the thing about it. I don't complain. I'm cool, man. Like, I just don't complain about a lot of things. I really don't, because I'm content. I make the best of what I got in front of me. My complaints are when you're trying to fucking impose on me, dig those claws on me, that's when I fucking start having problems. Okay, and I can make adaptations out of respect to how you want to be talked to, respecting how you want to live your life, and compromise with that. But even then, it's never enough for some people, because it's like, and I'll leave with this, it's like some people just have this fairy tale mentality of maybe they haven't experienced love the right way in prior marriages and relationships, the way they wanted to feel it. Or they felt it and want to kind of repackage it in a better way. I don't know. Maybe some people want to do everything right, perfectly with God, so that in the afterlife they live. That's great. I'm worried about now. I can't worry about the future. I can't worry about, God knows I'm a good person. You know, I'm not doing demonic Satan stuff. I'm cool. I'm just like living life. Do I make sins? Do I make mistakes? We all fall short of the glory. You know? And I grew up Pentecostal and evangelical and Jehovah's Witness. So I grew up on all that shit. Trust me. I know what extreme shit is. So that's why I kind of turn my nose up on religion. But man, I'm not perfect. None of us are. But I hate when I'm around people that are close to you, that are trying to impose on you, that judge you, that are always trying to come at you. If you don't like, I'm 47 years old. I'm a grown fucking man. I've lived and experienced a lot. I'm good. And if I wanted to experience it, I would know. And I think what happens with me is that I initially go into a relationship with this high energy, but then that person beats me down. Because they're trying to correct and trying to impose and trying to prevent a lot of things. They wanted to look and feel and sound a certain way. And when you keep pounding on me when I'm random, I don't do good with random. I don't do good with having a great time and all of a sudden you flipping because something I said that wasn't with intentions got to you. I'm a reactive person. So if I say something, if I say shut the fuck up, it's because you're saying something to me that you're not being respectful to me. That maybe I have addressed in the past, maybe not. But like I said, there's a reason why guys don't fuck, you know, there's boundaries. When I have those conversations, but sometimes women just have this need when they're frustrated, they just keep venting and coming at you nonstop because they want to impose how they want you to be. It's like, dude, I don't care about concerts. I don't care about fucking being out and being in social hour. I don't care. I do it on my own time whenever I want to. Now, if you want me to do it with you once in a while, cool. But don't be asking me to do things all the time that you knew are not part of who I am. I will do my best. I like doing certain things when I feel I want to do them. But do not impose that on me. And it's beyond stressful. And people don't understand that. Like some people think that it's normal to argue. It's normal to have differences. Not for a long fucking time, man. I could understand first year, maybe two. But after that, if you're still fucking fighting at the frequency of every month, it's not going to work. And at this point, I don't want to be in a relationship or married, better yet in a relationship with anybody. If they can't understand that, I don't want to fucking argue. I don't want to fucking fight. I don't want to trigger you for your past trauma. I don't care. I don't care to put you down. You're not my issue. I don't get off on being bad to women. I don't get off on that. That is so hard for people to comprehend. It really is, especially when they've been used to that. Like, dude, I don't do that. I don't care. I just want to cruise. It sounds very simple. But it's not for a lot of people because it's like, is he happy? Fuck yeah, I'm happy. I'm not complaining. If I'm not complaining, what makes you think that I'm... It's like, dude, I don't get it. And you try to modify and you try to change and you try to be good to people and it's still never fucking good enough. It's still, for whatever reason, they want it to look and sound a certain way. And I see men all the time like me. Just very simple, like it, like the two or three things a day. And be left the fuck alone. And they're fucking happy as hell. But women can't fucking deal with it.
Just feel that. Like women have like too much energy for me. You know what I mean? Like you can't have a day off when you have a girlfriend. You ever notice that? It's almost like they see that open day. They're like, oh my God, let's go fill it up with shit. No, then they just come at you with one horrible idea after another. Horrible ideas. Like you want to make some sandwiches and go to the park? You want to go to the container store, get some containers for your t-shirts?